The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Ed Tremblay from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Tar Heel Junior Historian Magazine, North Carolina History for Students. Articles from the fall 2018 edition of the Tar Heel Junior Historian, volume 58, number 1. We're going to start with the issue is called Travel Your State, North Carolina's Three Regions, and that's the name of the article also, Travel Your State. From the mountains to the Piedmont to the coastal plain, explore your local history. Your parents or grandparents probably always traveled with a folded-up paper map, especially if they were going somewhere new. Today, many people simply tell their smartphones, "Navigate to," then a computer voice uses GPS, or Global Positioning System service, from satellites to tell us where to go and when to turn. But even GPS uses a map. So what exactly is a map? A map is a symbol. It is a drawing of a place. It is created by a cartographer, which is a person who uses science and art to make maps. Some maps give you directions from one place to another, but other maps tell us interesting things about that place, like the maps here and on the next page. These maps show your state of North Carolina. Then they tell you some facts. What can you find out about our state, our regions, and where you live from these maps? Here are some fun things to try. 1. Draw a map of your room or classroom. Use rulers or measuring tape to get the proportions right. What did you learn? 2. What kinds of maps do you use? Look for maps at school, a bus stop, a train station, or a mall. What does each one tell you? 3. Draw a map that shows something special about your county or region. It could be a map of historical sites, a map showing good parks to walk a dog, or a map of the best pizza places in your town. Maps can also be primary sources telling us history about the time in which they were made. Want to see more historical North Carolina maps? Go to web.lib.unc.edu/nc-maps/. There are a couple of photographs with this. The first one is a boy shows off his prized pig at the North Carolina State Fair. And the second is a young girl dances at the North Carolina Museum of History's American Indian Cultural Celebration. So we have three maps. The first map is North Carolina Agricultural Products. In the mountains, those that are displayed are beef, Christmas trees, apples, and trout. In the Piedmont, dairy, pickles, also beef, tobacco, wheat, chickens, tomatoes, and turkey. In the coastal plain, peanuts, watermelon, seafood, cotton, corn, hogs, and sweet potatoes. There's a fun fact. North Carolina produces more tobacco and sweet potatoes than any other state and ranks second in Christmas tree cash receipts and the production of hogs and turkeys. What is your region known for? The second map is American Indian tribes in North Carolina. There are 8, and here they are along with the counties in which they reside. The Cohiri tribe is in Sampson and Harnett counties. The eastern band of the Cherokee Indians, Cherokee, Clay, Graham, Jackson, Macon, and Swain counties. The Haliwa Saponi Indian tribe is in Halifax and Warren counties. The Lumbee tribe of North Carolina is in Robeson, Hoke, and Scotland counties. The Meharan Indian tribe is in the Hertford County area. The Okanichi Band of the Saponi Nation is in Orange and Alamance counties. Saponi Tribe is in Person County, And the Waccamaw Siouan Indian tribe is in Bladen and Columbus counties. The third map lists a number of places to visit in each of the three regions. In the mountain region, you can visit the Museum of the Cherokee, the Oconaluftee Indian Village, the Cradle of Forestry, Biltmore Estate, the Thomas Wolfe Memorial, the Zebulon B. Vance Birthplace, Carl Sandburg Home, Mount Mitchell State Park, Mountain Gateway Museum and Heritage Center, Highland Games, Moses H. Cohn Memorial Park, and the Horn Creek Living Historical Farm. In the Piedmont, Fort Dobbs, Charlotte Motor Speedway, President James K. Polk, the Reed Gold Mine, Charlotte Hawkins Brown Museum, North Carolina Zoo, Town Creek Indian Mound, Alamance Battleground, House in the Horseshoe, Duke Homestead, Historic Stagville, Bennett Place, and the State Capitol. In the Coastal Plain, Historic Halifax, Bentonville Battlefield, Aycock Birthplace, the CSS Noose, Brunswick Town and Fort Anderson, the Battleship North Carolina, Fort Fisher, Historic Edenton, Somerset Place, Historic Bath, Tryon Palace, Roanoke Island Festival Park, and the Ocracoke Lighthouse. Want to learn more about these and other great places to visit? Check out nchistoricsites.org, also ncparks.gov, and visitnc.com. Next, we have famously filmed in North Carolina. This is a list of movies that have been filmed in North Carolina and when they were filmed. Black Knight in 2001 was filmed in Wilmington and Carolina Beach. Forrest Gump in 1994. One scene was filmed on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Iron Man 3 in 2013 at EUE Screen Gems Studios in Wilmington. June Bug in 2005 in Fafftown, McLeansville, and Winston-Salem. Leatherheads in 2008 at American Legion Memorial Stadium in Charlotte. Loggerheads in 2005 in the Appalachian Mountains in the Piedmont and the Coastal Plain. Muppets from Space in 1999 was filmed in Wilmington and at the EUE Screen Gems Studio there. Knights in Rodanthe in 2008 was filmed in Rodanthe on Hatteras Island and at North Topsail Beach. The Secret Life of Bees in 2008 was filmed in Lumberton and Watha. Speedway in 1968 with Elvis was filmed at the Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Robbie in 2006 was filmed at Charlotte Motor Speedway and Lake Norman. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in 1990 was filmed in North Carolina Film Studios in Wilmington. And Where the Lilies Bloom in 1974 was filmed in Boone, Blowing Rock, West Jefferson, Lansing, Elk Park, and Banner Elk. Here are the captions that accompany the article starring North Carolina making movies across the three regions. Mabel Evans Jones, Dare County School Superintendent, helped produce a silent movie commonly called the Lost Colony Film to teach about the New World's first European settlement. A small professional crew worked with hundreds of amateur actors during the production of the film. See you at the movies. H. Lee Waters was a Lexington portrait photographer who took a 16mm movie camera to the streets to make movies of local people from 1936 to 1942. He would film passersby who would then pay to see themselves on the big screen of a movie theater. Did H. Lee Waters film in your town? To find out, visit the Duke University Library online at library.duke.edu/digitalcollections/hleewaters.com. Durham's famous snorting bull sign was created for the movie Bull Durham, and the filmmakers left it as a gift to the real Durham Bulls team. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis poses in costume on the set of The Last of the Mohicans, filmed in the mountains of North Carolina. The film was based on the classic novel by James Fenimore Cooper. Leonardo's foam rubber mask from the hit movie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1990, filmed in Wilmington. Lobby card from Pitch a Boogie Woogie from 1947, a film shot in Greenville that featured many African-American locals in key roles. The film The Color Purple highlights the struggles of a young African-American woman named Celie, who lived in the Jim Crow South, 1909 to 1937. It was the first feature film for both Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Winfrey and earned 11 Oscar nominations. Movies have often been shown outside. Movies Over the Waves at Lumina, Wrightsville Beach in Wilmington, North Carolina. Two girls enjoy popcorn from the concession stand at their local drive-in in 1949. And Carl's Cars fill Raleigh's Forest Drive-In Theater in 1949. Next, here are some stories from the collection of the museum. Mountain Toys. Most mountain toys are made of plastic, and many are imported from other countries like China. But from 1923 into the 1940s, Tryon Toy Makers in Polk County created charming, handcrafted wooden toys that were made in the mountains of North Carolina. No two were exactly alike. This little Bo Peep pull toy was crafted in 1930. Tryon Toy Makers was a spinoff from Mrs. George Vanderbilt's Biltmore Industries in the early 1900s. Eleanor Vance, 1869 to 1954, and Charlotte Yale, born 1870, died 1958, taught local young people how to carve and weave as a way to better their lives. These artists helped create a thriving arts and crafts industry that remains today. Whistler's mother. Look at this photo. Can you guess which young man will become a world-famous artist? It's the fellow on the right. His name is James McNeil Whistler. He's best known for this 1871 painting, Arrangement in Gray and Black, Number 1, Portrait of the Artist's Mother. His real mother posed for the painting, so it has become known as Whistler's mother. Whistler's mother, Anna McNeil Whistler, was born in Wilmington, and James visited the city growing up. The other young man in the photo, Frederick Poisson, was also from Wilmington. Face jug. How can you look at this face jug and not laugh? And that's the point. Humor is a big part of modern face jug pottery. Pottery jugs with faces have been found as far back as ancient Greece. They also had strong roots in the folk art of enslaved African Americans. This wide-eyed face is in looks face jug looks like it's as if he just saw something shocking. It's stamped on the bottom with the name of the Piedmont artist, B.B. Craig / Vale, Lincoln County. Hunger Games. Do you recognize this outfit? Do you recognize this outfit? You will if you're a fan of the Hunger Games movies. This costume was worn by stunt actress Leha Hancock, who played the female tribute from District 7. Leha graduated from NC State University in 2008, where she had a successful Division I gymnastics career. The costume was purchased by the Museum of History from a Hunger Games costume auction in 2013, and it was displayed in the museum's 2014 exhibit starring North Carolina. Cherokee basket. The Cherokee people of North Carolina have been weaving baskets for hundreds of years, handing down the skills from one generation to the next. This hand-woven storage basket was made in 1989 in Cherokee in Swain County by Rowena Bradley. The artist wove it in the flowing waters pattern using double-woven plaited river cane in natural rust and brown. Colors were achieved through butternut root and bloodroot vegetable dyes. Wright Brothers Stamp. Do you ever look at stamps on letters and cards? Many have beautiful art and celebrate an important person or event in history. A first day of issue cover or first day cover, an FDC, is an envelope postmarked on the first day the stamp is authorized to be used. The 31-cent airmail stamps and FDCs here were created to commemorate or honor the 75th anniversary of the Wright brothers' first flight. Wilbur and Orville Wright were born in Dayton, Ohio, but they made history on the Outer Banks in the coastal plain region of North Carolina. What can you learn by reading this FDC? Next up, one of the Tar Heel Junior Historian Magazine article contest winners. The article is called Coastal Carolina by Jared Dawson, and Jared is a member of the Piedmont Patriot Historians, Piedmont Community Charter School, Matt Richards' advisor, was the winner of the 2018 Tar Heel Junior Historian Magazine Article Contest, Secondary Division. With roughly 300 miles of coastline, the coastal plain takes up the entire eastern edge of North Carolina and assumes almost half of the state's total land area. The eastern boundary of this region is the Atlantic Ocean, and the western edge is the fall line, a belt where the soft rocks and easy landscape of the coastal plain rise to meet the more firm and temperate Piedmont. At its widest, the coastal plain measures 140 miles. And at its highest, it ascends to 500 feet above sea level. Wetlands, a fancy name for marshes, swamps, or water-saturated land, make up the majority of the land in this region. The biggest attraction of the coastal region, however, is the beaches themselves. Towering dunes and a beautiful coastline entice many to make North Carolina a top vacation spot. Not only does the coastal plain attract people, it's also where history has been made. Take a drive through the coastal plain, or anywhere in North Carolina for that matter, and one would inevitably see the words First in Flight gracing the license plates of most North Carolina residents. These words refer to Wilbur and Orville Wright, the brothers who were arguably performed the first heavier-than-air flight. Originally owners of a bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio, the Wright brothers made annual trips to North Carolina's Outer Banks in the early 1900s. Through countless years of innumerable tests and experiments, Wilbur and Orville began to develop the historic aircraft well known by many. The brothers chose the Outer Banks, more specifically Kitty Hawk, for its steady winds and large stretches of seaside, traits that are found all throughout the coast of North Carolina. On December 17, 1903, the first flight was made. Spanning a distance of 120 feet and lasting 12 short seconds, it was one of the four historic flights made that day. Wilbur and Orville were immediately immortalized, compelled by the fact that they had broken such a long-standing record of attempts and failures at aviation. Kitty Hawk, Killdevil Hills, the Outer Banks, and the coastal plains of North Carolina as a whole were suddenly thrust onto the map, becoming headliners and household names. Almost 20 years after the Wright brothers' famous flight, the government announced that it was finally time to recognize and honor them as pioneers of aviation. Plans were made for a monument to be made, and a design for it was selected in 1930. The dedication of the memorial took place on November 14, 1932, with Orville Wright attending the event. 20 years after that, the National Park Service was commissioned to build two replica gliders and an expansive visitor center and museum, turning the simple memorial into a national park. Thanks to the Wright brothers' extraordinary achievement, along with its alluring beaches, the Outer Banks proved to be one of the coastal plain's most popular tourist attractions. Last year, in 2017, 414,244 people reportedly traveled to the Wright Brothers National Memorial, with there being nearly 70,000 in July alone. However, countless other areas attract multitudes of people, such as the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse, which attracted 446,814 people in 2017, or Jockey's Ridge, which attracted a stunning 1.5 million visitors that same year. According to the 2016 North Carolina Regional Travel Summary, 94% of travel to the coastal region of North Carolina was for leisure. North Carolina's coastal plain is not only a major component of the state geographically, but economically and historically as well. The Wright brothers made history, and yet that flight was not the only history-making event in the coastal plain. Throughout the region, there are pockets of history to be found, gold mines of information. There are restaurants, parks, historic locations, and sites to be seen and experienced. The wealth of knowledge, excitement, and joy all held in this coastal region of North Carolina make it stand out and shine brighter than anywhere else. Here are the captions with the accompanying photographs. A sculpture garden at the Wright Memorial gives visitors a chance to experience the history and even climb on a full-scale stainless steel replica of the 1903 Flyer. Look at the black and white photo of the first flight on the opposite page. Now compare it to the big color photo. See if you can find the plane, Orville on the plane, Wilbur running after him. Also see if you can find the statue of John T. Daniels, the North Carolina native who took the famous historical photo. And lastly, the monument on the hill. The second photograph is of the dedication ceremony in 1932 of the Wright Brothers Monument. Left to right are Major General John L. DeWitt, Brigadier General Lewis H. Bash, Ruth Nichols, Orville Wright, Secretary of War Patrick J. Hurley, and former Secretary of Navy Josephus Daniels of North Carolina. Wilbur Wright had died on May 30, 1912 of typhoid fever. And the final photograph is a close-up of the Wright Memorial pointing up toward the sky as a reminder of the first flight. The next article is written by Kathy East, the editor of the magazine. What do you think? Do you have a sock story? When I was a kid, my mother used to fuss at me and my brother and sisters about one thing: our socks. Growing up in the South, we loved to play outside, in the yard, in any creek we could find, at a nearby baseball field. We didn't worry too much about our clothes. Sometimes we always came home with a little bit of nature on us, especially red dirt. Mama always said that red dirt was impossible to get out of our white cotton socks. But while working on this issue, the Tar Heel Junior Historian, I realized that red dirt was not just a laundry problem. It was part of my heritage, something special about where I lived. You see, I grew up in the Piedmont region of North Carolina, Reidsville, Greensboro, Salisbury. Piedmont is known for its red clay soil. It's redder than mountain dirt, stickier than the sand at the coast. That's maybe why it's harder to scrub out. For generations, people in the Piedmont have dug up that red clay and have done something pretty amazing with it. They made art, beautiful pottery. They did such a good job that North Carolina pottery became famous all over the world. So from now on, whenever I remember those red dirt socks, I will think about something I love about where I'm from, our pottery, made from the red clay beneath my feet. In this issue, we've learned some special things about each of North Carolina's three regions. So what do you think? What's your sock story? What says North Carolina, or home, to you? Is it a grandfather mountain peeking through a morning fog? The sound of seagulls and the smell of salt waves? The lights of a city skyline? Think about it and treasure it. It's all part of who you are. It's part of your history. And the two articles accompanying are of potter Wayman Cole from the late 1940s and examples of redware, pottery made of clay with high iron content, which makes it look red. There's a sidebar. Think about it. You don't have to be a world traveler to keep a travel journal. You can write about your travels at home in North Carolina, too. It's easy and fun. Here's how. Find anything to write in, a fancy journal from a store, a spiral-bound school notebook, or even paper that you staple together and decorate to make a book. Take it wherever you go. Write the date, place, and purpose of your trip. To help you get started, jot down notes. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What surprised you? What would you like to remember? Clip, tape, or paste in keepsakes, tickets, postcards, or other souvenirs. Doodle and draw what you see, and keep it. Your travel journal is like a time capsule, a letter to the future you. Walk through our doors and into the past. Want to know another way to explore North Carolina's three regions all in one place? Visit your North Carolina Museum of History. Wander through our award-winning exhibit, The Story of North Carolina, and see artifacts and stories from all three regions, from Murphy to Manio, and it's free. But wait, there's more. The Division of State History Museums also includes six regional museums that maintain lively calendars of things to see and do. Find the one nearest you. There's a photograph that says, you can learn a lot about all three regions of North Carolina from this fun interactive map in the museum's The Story of North Carolina exhibit. So we will begin with the State Museum, the North Carolina Museum of History, which is a Smithsonian affiliate. It's at 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh, and its website is ncmuseumofhistory.org. It's part of the NC Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. Its website is ncdcr.gov. The six regional museums are the Museum of the Albemarle. That's in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and its website is museumoftheAlbemarle.com. The Museum of the Cape Fear Historical Complex is in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Its website's at facebook.com/museumofthecapefear. The Mountain Gateway Museum and Heritage Center is at Old Fort, North Carolina, mountaingatewaymuseum.org. North Carolina Maritime Museums in Beaufort. Its website is ncmaritimemuseum.org. North Carolina Maritime Museum at Southport is at Southport, North Carolina. It shares a website with the Maritime Museum, ncmaritimemuseum.org, and so does the Graveyard of the Atlantic Museum in Hatteras, North Carolina, ncmaritimemuseum.org. Finally, on the back page, travel your state. In the early 1920s, people went on vacation, but they usually went by train. By the 1950s, the family vacation changed. Cars became more affordable. Big cars like the station wagon here could carry big families and lots of stuff. In 1957, the Raleigh Times did a story on these 16-year-old friends. They were going on a road trip. See the boy on the left? His name is Smeeds York. He later went to NC State University and was on the basketball team. He grew up to be mayor of Raleigh from 1979 to 1983. We've run out of time for today's episode of Independent Living. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ed Tremblay, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service.